This is KUNM. I'm Daniel Montano. After a four-year hiatus, state election regulators have resumed spot checks on campaign finance disclosures by politicians, election candidates, and political committees. Results were published Friday, and 10 accounts have been referred to New Mexico's fledgling State Ethics Commission and state prosecutors for possible enforcement action. The random sampling of campaign finance disclosures from the 2020 general election cycle taps into a newly deployed electronic campaign finance reporting system at the Secretary of State's office. That system reconciles an intricate web of campaign contributions, transfers, and expenditures. State law requires an annual sampling of 10% of accounts. A recently retired New Mexico cabinet secretary who oversaw the state's first major foray into using electrical vehicles for government fleets is safeguarding state-authorized control over direct sales of new vehicles to the public, guarding them from incursions by electric car maker Tesla and other potential rivals by going to work for a lobbying group for New Mexico automotive dealerships. Tesla sidestepped the direct sales prohibition last month as it opened a store on Native American land at Nombe Pueblo in northern New Mexico. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham said Thursday she is open to reforming the state prohibition on direct new vehicle sales. Officials in northern New Mexico are investigating the death of a person found inside a home that a fire had apparently burnt out. The person was found dead inside the home near Navajo Lake State Park in San Juan County Thursday afternoon by a relative. San Juan County spokesperson Devin Neely said fire crews found signs of a house fire they believed had started sometime early Thursday morning and killed the person. This is KUNM.